President Hassan Rouhani says Iran and South Africa have agreed to boost intelligence sharing in the fight against terrorism. Rouhani made the comments in a joint press conference with South African President Jacob Zuma in Tehran. He also hailed South Africa's role as a major player in the African continent. Over 2,500 British physicians have signed a letter to express support for their junior colleagues. They've assured authorities that patients will be kept safe during the junior doctors' walkout planned for April the 26th and 27th. The letter comes amid criticisms that the strike may cause patients serious harm. Russia's ambassador to NATO has slammed what he calls U.S. attempts to exercise military pressure on Russia. Alexander Grushko says Moscow will take all necessary measures in response to the U.S.'s use of military force. He made the comments after a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed close to Russian borders. Daesh terrorists have executed 250 Iraqi girls for refusing to become sex slaves. According to the Kurdish Democratic Party, the girls were all killed in the northern city of Mosul. Daesh members have abducted, raped, and sold thousands of women and girls in Iraq and Syria. An experimental solar-powered plane lands in California after a three-day flight across the Pacific Ocean. Solar Impulse 2 started its trip in March last year from Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. The aircraft is the first solar airplane capable of flying day and night without fuel.